Pursuing tertiary education is a dream of many students and their parents. However, financing tertiary education requires careful thought and deliberate action. There are several useful funding options to be considered. These include saving towards tertiary education and applying for a loan through the Student Loan Bureau. Today, we will explore both options. But first, we will look at the role the government plays in funding tertiary education and how this impacts the steps you take to pursue this goal.
14.6% of the total budget of the Ministry of Education, 80.36 billion it is this year, is spent on tertiary education. Almost one quarter of the recurrent budget of this country is spent on education. It is the largest enterprise, both public and private, in the whole nation.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. A primary goal of the government is to improve access to tertiary education. This has been done in several ways. One such is to make funding less costly.
This large sum of money spent on tertiary education each year covers remuneration of staff in several institutions, as well as subsidizing a significant portion of tuition costs. The Ministry of Education has allocated $138 million this financial year to provide grants and scholarships to more than 2,000 beneficiaries.
But even with these cuts to cost, the government cannot adequately fund tertiary education for every single Jamaican who desires to pursue it. This is why parents, even young adults themselves, must give serious consideration to plans for funding higher education. Thus, saving is always a good option to consider. The popular Jamaican saying, one coco full basket, is a boost of wisdom depicting the power of accumulation. Saving has been an age-old practice which has brought many people their present success, and there are many savings products which exist to help you prepare for tertiary education. In fact, the Education Minister is calling on parents to begin saving towards their children's tertiary education from an early stage. He says personal responsibility must be practiced by all Jamaican parents as they seek to support their children toward a bright future.
My advice to parents is that they should start saving for their child's tertiary education from grade 7, if not before. Put down $500 a month if that is what you can afford, because the power of compounding will make it a tidy sum by the time that child reaches 18.
Young adults can also assist with financing their tertiary education by getting jobs while studying.
We need to ensure that wherever possible, people must work alongside their studies and must pay for them out of the proceeds of the work.
Students and parents may also consider applying to the Student Loan Bureau, SLB, to finance tertiary education. The Student Loan Bureau is Jamaica's premier financing organization committed to ensuring that qualified, needy Jamaican students have equal access to funding for tertiary education. The SLB offers full tuition financing as well as grant assistance to help cover school-related expenses. The Education Minister says 90% of the applications to the SLB last year were approved. He continues to encourage higher education aspirants to seek assistance through the institution. The application period for student loans for the 15-16 academic year opened February 16 and will close on May 29, 2015. Despite the high cost of funding tertiary education, there are options which can be considered in order to secure a bright future. Examine which one is best for you, commit to it, and reap the rewards.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases. 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces are equipped to combat and stop all forms of trafficking, and they won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica. Be wise, open your eyes, spot them, stop them, report them.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.